Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Accolades are pouring in for Rosalind Carter. What a resume, what a life. Advocate for people with mental illnesses, founder of the Carter Center, volunteer for Habitat for Humanity, international humanitarian. Rosalind Carter died yesterday at the age of 96. She and former President Jimmy Carter were married for 77 years. They had four children together. Here to talk about her now is history professor Scott Kaufman from Francis Marion University in South Carolina. His book is Rosalind Carter, Equal Partner in the White House. Professor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
First off, Rosalind Carter's legacy. What is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Activist First Lady, no doubt about it. There was a trend among First Ladies, certainly beginning with Eleanor Roosevelt, to become more activist, but in many ways, Rosalind Carter broke the bounds. Second First Lady to testify before Congress, first First Lady to represent her husband to discuss substantive issues with foreign leaders, First Lady who sat in on cabinet meetings. Yes. Really broke the bounds for the First Lady. Very, very activist First Lady.
Yeah. Well, and I want to ask you about all of those things. Let's spin back to her childhood. Rosalind Smith was born just outside Plains, Georgia in 1927. Mm-hmm. And you write that her mother, Allie, was a big influence on Rosalind and the responsibilities she had early on. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, sure. And actually, both of her parents had a huge impact upon her. Her father, Edgar, was big on education. Her mother, Allie, was big on religion. For Rosalind, Allie and she became really co-heads of the family after Edgar passed away from cancer in 1940. Allie also became to Rosalind a symbol of what a strong woman could accomplish. I mean, here's a single mother taking care of four children and yet is able to do that successfully, hold down a career, and Rosalind really looked up to her mother as a role model.
What do we know about Rosalind's personality as she's growing up?
Very shy. One would not expect that she would become the First Lady she did. It's even funny to think about the fact that when her husband Jimmy was running for governor of Georgia, she didn't like the idea of having to give speeches. She was very shy about doing things like that, but she was willing to challenge herself. She was willing to support her husband and to go out in front of a crowd and speak and do it very well.
Well, let's talk about them getting together in the first place. Rosalind Smith is valedictorian of her high school, but with World War II underway and three younger siblings who also need money for school, she attends a local community college. And around that time, she meets Jimmy Carter, and they marry not long after that and remain married more than seven decades. How would you describe Rosalind's role in that marriage, in public and otherwise?
Well, very much an equal partner. She played a huge part in the business they ran together. She very much supported him on his initiatives as governor of Georgia and as president of the United States. She played a major role in his administrations, and he wanted her to be part of that, have that role. To be a sounding board, to be someone he could get advice from. So it was very much a marriage of equals.
As far as Rosalind Carter as First Lady, if she was first to have an office and staff in the White House, when you think about domestic policy first, what did she accomplish?
Well, I think she did a number of things. She certainly brought much greater attention to the issue of mental health, which was one of her key initiatives. And in fact, played a key role in the Mental Health Parity Act that got passed in, 2008. She also worked very hard to bring attention to other issues, such as volunteerism, help for the aid for the elderly. So there were a number of things that she was working on and bringing attention to, but certainly mental health was her top goal. That was the big thing for her. And testified before Congress. I think it's important to keep in mind that Rosalind's first name was Eleanor. And a lot of people expected Rosalind Carter would be the next Eleanor Roosevelt. And in some ways, she was the first, the next Eleanor, if you will. But in a number of respects, went even further than Eleanor did.
And overseas, it was remarkable to read in your book that she traveled on behalf of her husband sometimes to Southeast Asia, to Latin America. I mean, she was representing the United States at times.
It wasn't the first time for a first lady to represent the country, to represent her husband's administration, but that had always been as a goodwill ambassador. Rosalynn Carter took that a big step forward when she went to Latin America in 1977 and spoke about substantive political and economic issues with foreign leaders. That was going well beyond what previous first ladies had done. And it did cause a furor in the United States. There were some people who said, this is great. There's nothing wrong with her doing this. But there are others who said, this is not the job of a first lady.
How did Rosalynn Carter respond to that? She also received criticism when she sat in on cabinet meetings and really got the attention of the White House press corps. Not always positive.
Her response would be, this is who I am. I want to know what's going on in the administration. So if I make a statement, I make sure that my statement is in line with administration policy.
And you're right that as far as slipping up in front of public, in front of the cameras and the microphones, she hardly did that. She was consistent.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, and it's interesting. There, two things are interesting about it. First of all, the fact that she didn't slip up, the fact that she would say things in line with the administration's position led to charges that she was being packaged or that she had been packaged by the administration. And I can tell you, having interviewed her, having interviewed him, President Carter, having interviewed members of Mrs. Carter's staff for this book, this is not someone who's going to be packaged. A second thing that makes this interesting is the response of feminists to what she was doing.
Oh, yes, not always positive.
No, and that's what I found really interesting when I was doing research for this book. You would think the feminist movement, the women's rights movement, members of that movement would be very supportive of Rosalynn Carter because here's someone who's breaking bounds.
Yeah.
But because she refused to take positions opposing her husband publicly, because, for instance, she was willing to walk behind him in Saudi Arabia, even though that was considered at the time protocol, feminists got very upset with her.
After the Carters leave the White House, we know of the continuous work Jimmy Carter did. Rosalynn Carter was awfully busy as well, yeah?
Oh, yes, yes. Working on mental health, working on aid for the elderly, wrote books on that subject. She worked really hard to see all those things succeed. So even though she may not have been out in the forefront like he was, she was certainly keeping extremely busy.
And finally, as we reflect on Rosalynn Carter on this day, anything, Scott, you want to add or remind us about her, her life, what she accomplished?
I think people should take a closer look at her and what she did. If you look at rankings of first ladies, almost continually, Eleanor Roosevelt is at the top. Rosalynn Carter generally has been in the top 10. And I think that's where she should be. But I oftentimes wonder if people understand why she's there. And so I would encourage people to look at who she was, what she sought to achieve, and how she went about to achieve it. And in the process, to challenge what were considered to be the normal, the rules, quote-unquote, for what a first lady's role was. Because I think that can say a lot about the institution of the first lady, what we expect of a first lady, but also maybe give us some ideas as to what a first lady can accomplish in an administration.
Scott Kaufman is professor of history at Francis Marion University and author of Rosalynn Carter, Equal Partner in the White House. Scott Kaufman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
After Rosalynn Carter died yesterday, her husband Jimmy Carter said in a statement that Rosalynn was an equal partner in everything he ever accomplished. As long as Rosalynn was in the world, he said, I always knew somebody loved and supported me.